Hello.
Hey Matthew. Great
Hey,
to
how are
talk to you.
you?
Hey, very well. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. It's been a good day so far.
Great, great. Okay. So, I just had to have a quick chat with you, 3 p.m. today. Good timing.
Yeah, this works.
Okay, perfect. So, first of all, I had a, you know, we I did sit with Ali today, and they were supposed to have a call with you today, and according to him, it went pretty positive. But then I wanted to hear from you firsthand on what do you think about the web app designs we sent out to you, and also about the overall progress on the application so far.
Yeah, at first I was definitely hesitant about having a website, but I think seeing it, just seeing the UI or just the overall design was really reassuring. It just looks so smooth and there's no clutter whatsoever. And comparing that to something like Spotify or SoundCloud, I just feel like this one is just so much nicer to look at. But yeah, I loved it.
It's exactly what we were trying to navigate, and I'm glad you mentioned about Spotify and similar applications. So, when we sat on this internally, we had one, unanimous, say, consensus over, the similar applications we were looking at and their web platforms, and we wanted to keep it, frizz-free. We wanted to keep it, light and clear without, overloading it with too many things going on in one screen. So, did you suggest some changes to Ellie as well? Because he mentioned that there were some minor things, but nothing major. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely not anything major. The only thing would just be with having the ability to message people. So just a messaging module would be really nice.
Exactly. Yes. So I was kind of holding my horses on this, like you must have realized, and that was because I didn't want to, jumble this up with the web application that we just signed up for, like the last at the start of the month, and I kind of wanted that to settle down with the team internally because when we get onto something significant like this, there's a bit of a back and forth internally as well on how to do it, and then whether a lot of moving pieces that we wanted to put together before we go to before we jumped on to something else like the messaging app. And we were just having, the we last week we the team the whole team that's assigned to your project, we sat down internally, myself, Ali, the business analyst, developers, even the designers working on it, and we kind of bounced off some ideas. This is something we do regularly just to make sure we're not missing out on anything, and then if we have any fresh ideas to kind of incorporate into it. And then
Yeah.
although, we had quite a few things come up, and there's so much potential with what we can add to the application and how we can add some more value to it with each thing added to it. I think we kind of unanimously agreed that anything from here in terms of features could be added at a later stage. So rather than trying to accomplish too much within the first phase of launch, we should try and hold back ourselves for the second phase and try and have that implemented. Except that except the messaging feature that we of course we think is great value, and then we also feel that it's going to give our application, the platform, more like a positioning with the social applications as well. Because right now
Yeah.
we're kind of navigating into the music industry. But then we want to keep a social aspect to it in the sense because, even people who are not, say music enthusiasts and people who don't listen to music all the time should have something for on the application when they come to it. And, I think messaging feature is going to be, it's going to fill that vacuum or fill that gap perfectly. So I think you and us are on the same page that the messaging feature definitely needs to be added to the application before we go live with the first launch, right?
Yeah. I get what you're saying though about holding other potential updates off until the second phase, and I agree with that as well.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much that can be done, but then, you have to kind of weigh this down and think realistically on whether something would really add value to the first launch, or if it's more like a bell and whistle that can be done sometime, down the road when we've tested some waters, when we've gained some traction. So that's exactly how we do it with the other projects as well. We try and keep milestones. So for, say, a few thousand downloads, or say the first 1,000 downloads, we already have a plan from there for a second phase of development and what could be added to the application once we have that many number, on board in terms of app downloads, or if it's a paid application, then, monetization, goalposts as well. So, I mean, we have some really good ideas. I'm just trying to hold my horses on that as well, just to make sure, we don't try and cover too much, or we don't, get confused with what's going on, yourselves and then us internally as the team as well. About the feature, I really wanted to have this discussion with you because now we're at this intersection in terms of development. I think Ali must have given you a good update on how we're coming along with the mobile app. But we've covered about 50% of the alpha phase of the development, that is the front-end development of the mobile application as well. And sometime by the mid of next month, or even say sooner, we may have the alpha version of the app ready. And this would, by the way, be the first time when you can download the application on a phone, just like, you download any other application. And then, of course, it's not going to be fully functional, or it's not going to be the final product because we still have the beta development from there. But the app that you'd be able to use it like an application and, go from one screen to the other and be able to navigate through the user flow and actually experience the application like a user would do it when the app launches.
Great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely, and same here. So we, sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just had two questions. So my last week was just meeting with a whole bunch of potential investors.
Right.
And overall, they absolutely love the idea. I kept getting the question of, like, how is this not a thing yet? But they did have two questions that I couldn't answer. So I'm going to have to get back to them at some point. But the questions were, how much per month would the AWS and the API cost?
Okay, so for the API, we are still kind of leaning towards, free API rather than going for something paid. That just, that decision, the final decision, just depends on whether we can get something for free that is as good as the paid API, and we wouldn't really want to compromise on anything, if it costs a few dollars a month. We wouldn't really want to go for free if, the something that's paid gives us added value. But for all of the research that we've done so far, and it's actually good that you reminded me about it because we did shortlist a couple of them. We just need to finalize which one to go for, like, the final one that we'd like to, kind of checklist out and get that implemented. We have kind of shortlisted a couple APIs. And most probably, say 90%, just to give you an answer to take forward with your investors for now, it's going to be 100% free as far as the API is concerned, right? Now, the second part of your question, the AWS server, the hosting server, granted that we're not going with something whereby we're going to be hosting the music locally, since we have the API connected to it. Because that would change the whole, that would change the whole ball game for us in terms of numbers if we were to host the music, natively on our own servers, and then, copyright and licensing issues and all of that that we discussed
Right.
last time. So I think it's a great idea from the developers in terms of keeping the, the hosting costs low, and then, also not having to navigate with all of those, royalty and intellectual property issues. That said, the API, the AWS, one tricky thing with this is that, there's no certain way to give like a, because there's no fixed cost. They don't, you know, AWS doesn't tell you that we're going to charge you, say, $200 fixed a month if you have X number of users and X amount of usage. It's going to be pay-as-you-go basis, right?
Oh, okay.
But I can give you some idea on, you know, based on the experience we have with past applications, of course, and that's kind of a first-hand idea. And I can tell you that during at least the first year, you know, the per month cost of hosting on an average, which is of course going to be incremental in nature, so the first month is going to be the lowest, and then you know, the 12 month probably being the highest, we should not be looking at anything more than $100 a month in terms of hosting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. Now, that, of course, discounts any kind of, you know, extraordinary situation, any kind of situation that we rather would want to, you know, get into. For example, say we have, you know, 100,000 downloads coming in the first year, right? And that would be, we'd all wish for that, and, you know, we'd all want to, you know, cross that milestone in the first year. But keeping it realistic, I think, you know, if we get a modest number of downloads in the first year and, you know, we are still building momentum on the application by the end of the first year, we should not be looking at more than 100. Keep 150. I mean, if you want to give this number forward to the investors, I'd rather say you keep some buffer to it just so they, you know, they don't get any kind of unpleasant surprises and they don't hold you for it. Tell them it's going to be less than $200 a month. And that way you're playing within the safe zone. But I think it should not be more than 100, 150 maximum, you know, for even if we receive like a, you know, a few thousand downloads in a year, that is more like a realistic expectation on what we should be receiving in terms of the user base in the first year.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
That sounds pretty, you know, doable, right? I mean, in terms of numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's actually way less than I thought it would be. So, yeah, that's pretty reassuring.
Okay, perfect. Then, so that's about the numbers. I can even send you, you know, more like an elaborate email on this if you'd like to, you know, kind of use that as a document to take it forward with the team. But I'm glad that you picked my brain on it. And, you know, sorry.
Yeah, an email would be great. Just going over like the AWS and API stuff. That way I could present that. That would be really nice.
Okay, perfect then. So let me take a note of it, and I'll try and send this to you before the end of the week after I've discussed the API with the team here, and we'll try and finalize the API by that time as well. So this I'll send over to you. Anything else? I mean, you said you had two questions that came up.
That was the AWS and then API. So I guess really one question.
Okay, perfect. So except that, I mean, you're telling me that the investors are pretty positive about it, and, you know, if nothing else they think it should have launched yesterday, then tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I mean, that sounds positive. And now coming back to the messaging feature, so like I was telling you, we're standing at this intersection where we need to, you know, kind of, you know, finalize the scope of the project. And, you know, it's always great to, you know, evolve the application over time, even when we are in the development phase. But like I think we had this discussion at the time of the, you know, inclusion of the web application as well, that there is a point in development whereby, you know, if you don't add something until that point, it's actually, you know, it kind of adds to the costs of adding that feature later down the road when we've crossed a certain, you know, mile in terms of the development. So, like I mentioned, we've covered about 50% of the alpha phase, and then if the messaging feature needs to be added, which I think you and us are all on the same page unanimously that this needs to be added before the launch of the application, is going to be a great feature for the first launch. We would need to, you know, kind of get this implemented right off the bat from right now so that, you know, when you have the alpha coming out, say, later next month, we have that features alpha, you know, the messaging features front end develop, and you know, before that we have to design the UI and the UX for that feature as well, just like we're doing it right now for the rest of the mobile app and the rest of the web application as well, right? So I think we're discussing this at a good time. Are you at a computer by any chance?
I can get to one.
I mean, yeah, if it's convenient, I'd like to show you something, but you know, if not, then I can send you some details by the email as well.
Yeah, just got my laptop.
Okay, perfect. So if you could just plug in, you could just type in socket.io. So socket.
Socket.io.
Io.
Okay.
So this is a development framework. We wouldn't need to get into a lot of details with this, but what I'm trying to say is that I was discussing with the team internally on how to go about the chat messaging feature within the application, and there's always more than one ways to go about something, right? So even with the messaging feature, either you go with a third-party API and kind of cut down the development work and use that third-party API to kind of plug in this feature into the application, or if you want to build something more native and more secure, then you need to do it, from at scratch basis, whereby you build it as a part of your application rather than bridging it with a third-party API, right? So socket.io is a native framework that's used within, mobile application development to build native chat modules within an application. Why we use it? A, it's more secure, which is extremely important with a feature like chat messaging, because you wouldn't want to, when there's users in the application, there may be malicious user intent as well, whereby someone may like to share something, say like a Trojan horse file or say a malware file with another user on the application and kind of try and harm their, personal phone or their personal device. So, the chats have to be encrypted at some level, but not really encryption. It's more about the security protocol with building a chat messaging feature into, a platform that does more than just chatting, right? So socket.io is like the, it's going to be our, we've used this with other applications as well, and it's kind of our go-to framework for building chat messaging feature rather than going for a third-party API. Now, with third-party API, there's going to be, since it's third-party, it's owned by a corporate, it's a framework that's not owned or proprietary to you, there will be, with a third-party API, there's going to be a monthly and a yearly fee as well. And to be honest with you, the idea here is that we want to keep the cost of, the ongoing cost of the application or keeping the app up and running and functional as low as possible as well. And that's going to give you some extra mileage in terms of keeping the app free for a longer period of time before you reach that bracket whereby you want to, launch a premium version or, say, start charging for, a premium side of the application, just how we discussed it initially. So right now, since the app is free, and we want to keep it free for as long as we can until we hit that certain number, it's best to keep that cost low as well. So we are, suggesting and we are thinking to do the chat messaging application or say the chat messaging module of the application natively. And while that kind of increased the legwork on building something like this, I mean, it has to be built from scratch. It has to be built natively into your application. But then B is going to cut down. There's not going to be any kind of ongoing cost after the app launches, except the development cost that's borne right now. So what do you think? I mean, I'm running this information with you just to pick your brain on, what you think is better, building something natively, keeping it more secured, and then, making sure there's no ongoing cost to it, or going with a third-party API and then, try and cut down the development cost right now, and then, bear like a, an ongoing cost for as long as the app stays up and running. I mean, which of the two directions do you think sounds better to you?
I would rather do a set native cost and then have that be way more secure, especially with some of the people who would be using Radius. Like, some of my friends are influencers, so I'd much rather a more secure messaging module.
Okay, so you say that native would be better, so we go with socket.io and not a third-party, you know, API integration, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So that kind of gets us on the same page. That's exactly, you know, our team's opinion as well, and that's exactly how we've been doing it with the other projects that we are, you know, using chat messaging modules for. Now, the other question I had with you is, I think that kind of self-answers, but do you want to keep the chat messaging feature for just the mobile app users, and now that we have the web application, you know, kind of synced and integrated to the mobile app, and they're going to, you know, operate hand-in-hand, would you like that to be synced and built for the web interface as well?
That would be great. Would that cost anything extra, or would that just be like the same amount?
Okay, let me try and, it is going to be extra, but let me try and, you know, kind of break the numbers to you. So in terms of, you know, if we do it just for the iOS and the Android, we'd be looking at somewhere about, the legwork cost that we calculated today is, it's going to come out to somewhere about $7,500 in total as a one-time fee for both the Android and the iOS, right?
Okay.
This doesn't cover the web as of yet. However, if we go for web here, the cost is going to escalate to $12,500. And you might be thinking why there's so much of a difference between, say, you know, doing it for iOS and Android and then doing it for web as well. And that's just because, you know, iOS and Android, like you would understand, they are built on mobile frameworks. So, you know, you don't have to write like two separate codes for each of them. You write one code and then branch that out into two directions, one for the iOS that's acceptable with the iOS and then one for the Android. However, for a web application, since it's a totally different framework, that's kind of going to be synced together when both the applications are completed and they're going to be asynchronized. You know, it's neat, it, you know, from a development perspective, a web application feature needs to be built from scratch, unlike, you know, a feature that goes that's plugged into the iOS and the Android. So $7,500 if we go for just the Android and the iOS. However, if we have to go with the web as well, and if all of the three have to be, you know, kind of asynchronized, just how we'll have the, you know, the rest of the mobile app and the web application functioning, then we'd be looking at $12,500.
Okay. And the $12,500 is total, or is that just like the separate for the web?
Okay, this is total for the iOS, Android, and the web.
Oh, okay, cool. I see.
Right, so say about $5,000 on top for, you know, on top of the iOS and Android to get the web messaging module done.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. I'd say initially, my priority would be the iOS and the Android, so not really the website. I'd rather have that. But I feel like I should probably meet with my investors again and then just kind of get that figured out before I really go with the website one, the module. I just want to make sure, like, the percentages are down and everything. So, like, if that would have to wait until the second phase to do the messaging module for the website, then I'd be okay with that.
Well, I think, you know, in terms of, you know, where we're standing at with the development, you know, the web application now with minor changes is going to proceed into, you know, from design to development as well. So, you know, we could decide if we have to go for just the iOS and Android or if we have to go with the web application in one go. And why I'm saying this is because, you know, then we'd have to decide the direction on whether how we have to go with it in terms of the development sprint. Because if we have to build it on iOS and Android, just that, then, you know, we need to write the code differently than, you know, building it for all three of the platforms. I tell you, if you need some advice from our side, we had a bit of a debate on this internally, and we try and weigh the, you know, the cost versus the value that anything brings to the platform, right? And my team thinks that, you know, we should have both the iOS, you know, for both the mobile and the web version. And that's just because, you know, when we are navigating into the social realm of the applications, we are you know, moving, you know, say a larger niche, you know, in terms of both the social users and the music users, I think we need to come up to speed with the other applications out there.
Right? That's true. And
so we kind of think, and then, you know, it's from a cost standpoint as well. I mean, if we do the mobile app, the mobile version for now, then, you know, we can get the mobile version going at the cost that we discussed. But then the web, when that needs to be added later, and especially that it needs to be asynchronized with the mobile as well, you know, just to make sure if, say, someone sends out a message from their mobile phone, the other user, if they're using it on the web application, they should, of course, still be able to receive the message and be able to respond back to it without, like, two messaging platforms working in parallel, you know, to each other, right? So to keep them asynchronized and to make sure, you know, they can work together, this could be done in the future as well whenever you decide to do the web version of the messaging app. But that is going to, you know, just like anything else, it's going to escalate the cost for you in terms of development, because the development is going to, you know, the legwork is going to be added. And, you know, just to give you an idea, this might bump up by about 50% of what we're discussing right now.
Okay, I see. That makes sense.
I'd rather say we go with all three. I know it kind of brings a bit of a crunch with the, you know, the cost, but I think that's just the right way to go about it, unless you have a, you know, a better opinion on this.
Oh, no, I agree. I just want to secure, like, that payment first before I do agree to it, you know?
Of course, yeah, that's fair. And that means you need to speak to your investors about it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds fair. So so let me discuss with the team on, you know, what kind of time we have to, you know, kind of punch this in, you know, the messaging feature into the rest of the scope. How soon do you think we can, you know, you can get back to me with a decision on this, and whether you want to go with just the mobile or you want to go with mobile and web both?
I would say at the latest, early next week. There's this big angel investment firm in Chicago, and they reached out to me, and they typically charge like $100 a month to use their whatever, and they said that they would they'd let me just pay $20 for 1 month just to pitch to a couple big groups because they like my idea a lot. So I'm going to try and meet with them in the next couple days, and then I should have like an answer at that point.
Okay. The other thing we can do is, because, you know, since we are kind of ahead on the development with the mobile app, and, you know, since that is kind of a bit of an, you know, urgent in terms of, you know, deciding whether we need to add this feature or not. So mobile is, you know, adding messaging to mobile is kind of, you know, you think that needs to be done anyway, right? I mean, without having to speak to the investors about it. And it's just about the web messaging module that you need to decide along with the investors and whether you need to take that extra load or not, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we can do. So since I need to get back to my team about, you know, the messaging module, and, you know, they need to decide a direction accordingly, and since, like I mentioned to you, we're standing at that, you know, intersection already where we need to, you know, kind of, you know, kind of finalize the scope of work before we expedite the development process. We can start with the mobile for now, right? As long as you can, you know, manage that financially. And then by next week, after you've met your investors, you can get back to me. Now, this doesn't have to be like early next week or super urgent. You could take up all of next week and get back to me by, say, end of next week or even, say, the week after, and you can let me know whether you want to do the web application, the web messaging module or not. And that way we can decide if, you know, we need to change gears on, you know, how we are building the messaging feature, or we just stick with the mobile version and we do it just how we are starting with it right now.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Right. So perfect. So that kind of, so this gets decided. I'll send over, you know, the enhancement order to you for the mobile for now, just the mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And for the web, you can get back to me. I think the billing has sent you the other invoice for the web application as well, right? The second installment for the web?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that you're going to take care of this week?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send you the, you know, I'll send you the enhancement order for this messaging module for just the mobile for now as well, and along with that, the invoice too. And if you can take care of these two invoices at least, you know, within this week, I think we'd be able to stay, you know, on the timeline that we have internally. And, you know, I'll definitely send you the email about the AWS and the API, you know, the cost that we discussed today as well.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Right now, about the chat messaging feature, by the way, you know, how we're thinking is, and, you know, just to, you know, kind of run this with you and, you know, make sure if you have anything you'd like to add to it. So what, so far, what we're thinking is it's going to be a one-on-one messaging between, you know, real-time messaging between two users on the application, and then they
mm-hmm.
will be able to, let me pull up my document here that I prepared with the team. So it's going to be messaging, and then it's going to have the feature to share pictures from your gallery or to share pictures right from your camera, right? So you could either take a picture right that moment and send that over chat, or you could send it, send one of the pre-saved pictures from your phone's gallery or your computer's gallery, if you're doing the computer, if you're doing the web, you know, messaging feature. Do you think that's sufficient, or do you have any other ideas on, you know, what you'd like to add to the messaging feature?
One thing I would like to add is, you know how Instagram doesn't just allow anyone to message you, it's people that you're following, and, you know, like, if someone else messages you, it doesn't come up on your messaging screen, it just comes up as a message request. I would want something like that. That way, you can't just bombard, you know, some artist or someone like that. Like, they'd be able to filter the kinds of messages that they get to where it's just people that they're actually wanting to message.
Okay, right. So, like, more like a, you know, a filter within the inbox. So, you know, anything that's not coming from one of the people you follow goes to
mm-hmm.
the other requests or, say, other messages, just exactly how it's
yeah.
on Instagram, like you mentioned, right?
Yeah, or even Facebook does that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, definitely. And I think that's a crucial feature. I don't know how we missed this, but definitely, you know, it's going to, because, you know, it's about avoiding any kind of unsolicited requests coming in. And then, you know, those getting into, you know, because at the end of the day, there's going to be artists on the application as well. And some of them may have, like, a, you know, a lot of following. And we don't want them to be, you know, annoyed with messages coming from people they don't know as yet or people, you know, they don't follow. But then, you know, those people should still be able to send them messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you. Okay. I think that sounds perfectly doable, not too complex as well, and I'll definitely have that added to the scope as well.
Perfect.
All right, perfect then, Matthew. So I think that was all from my side. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm going through my notes right now. But do you have anything else for me? I mean, did you want to discuss something on our meeting today?
No, I think that was it. My biggest question was just the AWS API.
Oh yeah. So you know, I hope the you know the numbers were helpful. But then I'll send you an email as well, so you have something in writing to you know kind of show forward and you know take your discussion forward with the investors as well.
That would be great. Thank you.
Perfect. Then thank you for your time, Matthew. I'll let you go for the day, and I'll send you the email for the enhancement order and the extra invoice in a you know say before the end of the day. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye now.